With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
President Trump has directed a pause to U.S. assistance to Ukraine as he seeks to pressure Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to engage in negotiations to end the war with Russia. This update from Bernie Bennett.
The move comes just days after a contentious Oval Office meeting in which President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance confronted Zelensky for what they perceived as insufficient gratefulness for the more than $180 billion in military aid the U.S. has sent to Kyiv since Russia invaded 3 years ago. A White House official said that Trump is focused on reaching a peace deal and wants Zelensky, quote, committed to that goal. The official said that the U.S. was, quote, pausing and reviewing the aid to ensure that it is contributing to a solution. The order will remain in effect until Trump is determined that Ukraine has demonstrated a commitment to peace negotiations with Russia. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, powerful storms threatening communities across the country with weather ranging from fire in the southern high plains to blizzards in the Midwest. Forecast for today also predicting dust storms in the southwest, tornadoes in the south, and blizzard conditions in the central plains. Correspondent Meg Kennard explains President Trump's speech tonight.
President Donald Trump is giving a big speech before Congress Tuesday night, but it's not technically called the State of the Union. It looks just like a State of the Union address, which is a speech the U.S. Constitution says a president should give annually. And, like the State of the Union, Trump's remarks will take place in the U.S. House chamber, and they'll be carried live on TV. But Trump's speech is called a joint address to Congress. That's because the State of the Union is supposed to be a president's look back on the previous year in office, and Trump was just sworn in over a month ago.
And on Wall Street, all three major indexes down more than 1%. This is SRN News. The U.S. is no longer promoting transgenderism abroad.
When President Trump shut down USAID, it killed funding for a lot of LGBT programs around the world. In India, three clinics dedicated to helping people live as the opposite sex have shut their doors. This country is also no longer funding so-called gender identity seminars in Scotland and has canceled a check for $600,000 to a British LGBT pressure group. Critics of USAID point out that the UK is wealthy enough to pay for its own organizations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An ancient town in Syria, one of the world's few places where residents still speak Aramaic, the language that Jesus used. But since the fall of former President Bashar Assad last year, some residents fear their future is precarious. Many Christians in Syria felt they were collectively accused of siding with Assad during the country's civil war. Assad always portrayed himself as a protector of Christians. This is SRN News. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has paused offensive cyber operations against Russia by the U.S. Cyber Command. That's even as national security experts call for the U.S. to expand those capabilities.
Hegseth's decision does not affect cyber operations conducted by other agencies, including the CIA and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. But the Trump administration has also rolled back other efforts at the FBI and other agencies related to countering digital and cyber threats. The Pentagon decision comes as many national security and cybersecurity experts have urged greater investments in cyber defense and offense, particularly as China and Russia have sought to interfere with the nation's economy, elections, and security. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Some Georgia lawmakers trying to get rid of automated cameras that enforce school zone speed limits, saying those cameras are more about making money. But others are trying to hold on to the cameras, saying that they do make drivers slow down. More details at SRNnews.com.